Today is Divine Mercy Sunday. It is a sacramental promoted by Pope John Paul the Great. In the year 2000, when he canonized Saint Faustina, the missionary of mercy, who died in 1938, he ushered into the Universal Church a new sacramental based upon two sacraments. We recall that God gives grace to the soul by these two sources, the seven sacraments instituted by the Lord, given, bestowed to the Church. And then there's the sacramentals. The sacramentals convey grace in a different manner, but nevertheless, divine power to the soul. And down through the ages, God has inspired different saints at different times to bring into the bosom of the Church, to feed our souls particular devotions. We think of St. Francis of Assisi, who gave us the sacramentals of the Stations of the Cross, which we made with great devotion not so long ago. Or even the Nativity set, the Christmas crib, that was his inspired design. He wanted us to honour God at his life, birth and death. And hence those two devotions, which now we take as part and parcel of those feasts, were brought in by his work. Then, of course, we think about the rosary, the famous prayer that replaced the Psalter. The 50 Psalms were replaced by the 50 Hail Marys. The simple design was given to us by St. Dominic in the 12th century, and hence this picture at the narthex of the church. When you leave, you can see St. Dominic receiving the rosary beads from the Mother of God in heaven, encouraging us, her children on earth, to pray those beads. Well, in our modern times, we have also another sacramental which the Church has approved, which is very essential and ideal for our modern era, and that is the Divine Mercy devotion. The devotion is simple. It's based upon the image which we venerate today on this Divine Mercy Sunday. And as I said, it's built upon two sacraments. We've heard about them in the scriptures. God gives grace through water and through blood. Both are streams flowing from his wounded heart. God has a wounded heart to heal our broken hearts. Saint Faustina was inspired to paint this icon. She was a Polish nun, a peasant girl, simply formed but mystically illumined. Anyone who's read her diary cannot be overwhelmed with what God did in her soul. It took much work of craftsmen and artists to come up with the image we have today. Of course, if you Google search Divine Mercy images, you'll find a plethora of different images. But this is pretty close, I think, to the original one in Poland. Notice the symbolism of the image. Christ is looking at your soul. He's looking at the inner self of who you are. And he beckons you with his hand, come, come to my wounded heart, wounded by suffering to take away your sin that causes your broken heart. Come to this heart which has been opened on Good Friday. Receive the graces of Easter Sunday. And as Eve was taken from the side of Adam, the Church comes forth from the dead side of the new Adam, Christ upon the cross, and brings forth new life into people's souls through one, baptism, the white rays, and two, penance, the red rays. These are the two ways which God brings back divine life to those who have forfeited that life, either in the beginning through original sin or through the later mortal sin. These two rays come into the soul. At baptism we are transformed, made children of God, and then we are restored to grace when we lose that divine nature within through mortal sin. God restores us and recreates us in his image, not mine or yours. And therefore in God we say those sublime yet so important words, Jesus, I trust in you. Jesu ufam tobie. For the words in Polish addressed to St. Faustina so long ago. Those words she made sure would be at the bottom of the image. Because to see the image is one thing, to say the words is something extra. And those words we need to say today, and especially at that hour when we depart from this world. For trust builds up hope, and hope is our bridge from time unto eternity. So today we honour this image, not because of a Polish nun who's now a saint in heaven. We honour this image because we in the world need mercy to take away our misery. The world has never known such a wicked age. Cultures and civilizations have had their insipid and perverse wayward strains from God's law, falling into sin, but never has the world, the Western world, turned so much from God and found God now foreign to our daily life. Never more has the world seen such a culture of death and given up on the sanctity of life. Never before has the world turned its back on the holiness of marriage and now wants to recreate any and every form of relationship, no matter how perverse it may become or be. Never before has people become so secular and given up on their need of grace and prayer in the heart and home. So today we turn to this image and we seek God's mercy to replace the misery that many people dwell in. And we let them know that yes, there is hope. Yes, if you trust in God, not in Father Murphy, but in Pope Francis or Bishop Hannah, humans will fail you, God can never fail you. He never turns away from you, we turn from him. But today, we turn back to him. We turn back to him through this image, seeking that grace within, and praying too that we may, through receiving God's mercy, give it unto others. If all you do on this day of divine mercy, apart from fulfilling the required conditions of confession, Holy Communion, veneration of the image and prayers for the Pope to obtain a plenary indulgence, then learn the chaplet of divine mercy. If you know it already, teach somebody else. It's a marvellous form of evangelization. It's a great instrument of salvation, especially for those who are dying. So we ask God in heaven, through his saints, some on earth, but others who have walked in this earth, Pope John Paul and St. Faustina, to help us live out the ABC of mercy. Ask for it today, be merciful to others, and seek to convey that mercy to all who we meet in the world. Praise be Jesus Christ. Amen.